asking for the floor.
Yes, thank you. I think you're raising a very interesting issue. I think in such attractive cities like Milano, working on data and supporting the public administration on data is really relevant, in the sense that for years we have been listening about raising prices, housing prices, as a signal of wealth and prosperity of cities. And there has been little done in considering, you know, the incomes. So to make it public, to discuss affordability as a public issue is in many cities, in many countries, is something rather new, because this a combination of factors was never in the public debate. So I think it's still relevant. And it's relevant now when affordable housing as a definition has become fashionable. And there are many investors who are ready to produce affordable housing without discussing the final cost for the tenants, or the final, or the effect in terms of affordability. So I think it's really important to work on the quantitative side, especially in some countries like Italy, where the data sets are really, really scarce. And at the same time, it is so relevant to extend outside of the perimeter of the central city. And there, the definition of affordable housing has to go together with adequate housing. And it becomes much more complex because, for example, it's not only the availability of public transportation, but it's the time cost of transportation, which has to be taken into account. And again, to make it public that if you relocate because you have more affordable housing, this may become a burden because you have not access to kindergarten, for example, and then you are, no, you have some other costs which are more difficult to assess, and yet very relevant in the choice of your housing option.